proclamation number 8568 dated the July 24th, 1963. Why is God speaking to people? Consider, you humans, what it means when your God and Creator draws close to you in order to speak to you himself, for thereby he must be pursuing a goal which you are unable to grasp in its full depth. I bend down to you myself in order to speak to you. Thus it must be very important that you hear my word, that you receive certain knowledge from me because I deem the latter necessary. I don't just pass on admonitions or warning to you but try to raise your degree of realization and provide you with instructions of how the latter can be accomplished. First I want to remove the darkness in which you live. And thus I also want to tell you what is causing this darkness and how you can resolve it. I want to enlighten you because the darkness is a wretched state for you, given that in darkness you cannot find the right path to the light of day. You renounced all light, all realization. You don't know anything about me anymore, your God and Creator who wants to be your Father. You don't know anything about yourselves. What you were in the beginning, why you changed and for what purpose you live on earth. And this is an ignorant state which cannot be called divine. You, however, are of divine origin, you once were perfect and thus you also are illuminated, you knew of everything, of my overwhelming love which constantly permeated you and prevented the said darkness. So that he brightly and clearly understood all correlations and possessed the knowledge which only a divine being was able to possess. You voluntarily relinquished this knowledge, the light, the realization, and fell into the dark state. Your concepts became confused, and you were no longer able to understand anything, neither yourselves and the purpose of your existence nor the relationship with me. With the one from whose strength of love you emerged. You plunged into darkness, and the darkness will keep you imprisoned until you voluntarily desire my illumination of love again, which will also grant you a light of realization once more. And into this darkness my word rings out from above. Can you comprehend the depth of my love which wants to grant everything to you again which you once renounced of your own free will? Can you therefore recognize the tremendous value of my word as the greatest gift of grace on my part which I impart to people in order to make thorough transformation into love easy and possible? I am speaking to you directly. I am bridging the vast gulf which still exists between us and I am sending a flow of grace from the kingdom of light onto earth, which is intended to irrigate and revitalize the extensive spiritual drought on the dark earth. I want to change the miserable state people live in and present them with the help to find their way out of the state of darkness by sending them a beacon of light if only they are willing to accept it and allow it to illuminate their future path of earthly life, so that they will find their goal for sure, which will only ever be in the light and never in darkness. It is a greater than great act of compassion which I bestow upon humanity that I offer those who once rejected the light of love, the same light of love again, that I send it to earth despite the fact that people don't express any desire for it apart from a few, whom I use as go-between bearers so that they will carry the light where darkness still prevails. Yet all people may partake in it. I don't want to withhold my gift of grace from any human being. I want to guide every single person into my sphere of light and try to illuminate him, so that he will begin to sense the correlations, think about them and then be able to be guided by the world of light, which only ever waits for a person to become accessible to the loving care. And I will keep radiating light down to earth. For the darkness will continue to intensify before the end. But the light will shine for anyone who desires it. He will enter the state of realization again because I myself will initiate him into profound knowledge, which cannot be given to him from external sources unless he accepts it from one of my messengers whom I have guided into this knowledge myself. I will still offer my gifts of grace to many people, and even if someone just asks for a small light, it will shine for him and guide him into truthful knowledge which will also make him happy. For I will still pour out at an abundance of my gifts of love before the end, and anyone of goodwill can still change his unsatisfactory state until the end. He can accept light and increase it himself through a life of love, and he will not have to fear the end once he knows the purpose and goal of his earthly life and then also consciously strives towards this goal. For then his will shall have made the right decision. He will want to return to me and thus will also safely reach his goal. Amen.